California may soon be the first state to ban plastic bags. A bill before the California Senate would eliminate plastic bags at all major grocery and convenience stores, or at least make them harder to get. California shoppers would have to carry reusable bags or else pay a fee for paper. Ida Liaskowski reports from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento.
At O'Reilly's grocery store in West Sacramento, plastic bags are still very much the norm. Hardly a shopper enters the store prepared to use their own bags. Outside, shopper Lisa Sherrod says she's a fan of the proposed ban. She worries about throwing away her plastic bags because they aren't biodegradable.
That's the only way they're ever going to get us away from our addiction to plastic bags. If we have to do it, we'll do it. It's just like anything else.
At a recent rally outside the state capitol, environmentalists brought a 25-foot blow-up turtle to make a final push for the bill. The giant plastic sea creature represented the wildlife activists say is most hurt by a sea full of discarded bags.
We in California will rid ourselves of our nasty plastic bag habit.
That's the bill's author, Democratic Assemblywoman Julia Brownlee. At the rally, she likened the fight over the bill to a David and Goliath battle.
The only real opposition at this point is the American Chemical Council, and believe me, this is their battleground because they know if California goes, so will our neighboring coastal states, Washington and Oregon, and the rest of the country.
California's in trouble. 2.3 million unemployed, a $19 billion deficit, and what are some Sacramento politicians focused on? Grocery bags.
That ad ran on TV in Sacramento. It was funded by the American Chemistry Council. Keith Christman manages their plastics market.
It's not the highest priority thing California should be dealing with today.
Christman, who's based in Washington, D.C., says he's worried about an estimated 1,000 manufacturing jobs that would be lost in California if plastic bags are outlawed, and the cost to taxpayers who will have to buy canvas or paper bags.
At a time when you do have a $19 billion budget deficit, adding $4 million in additional cost and hiring a bag police force to tell people how to bag their groceries isn't the right approach.
The Chemistry Council isn't required to report how much they've spent on their campaign against the bill, and they won't say. But over the summer, they have donated thousands to individual California legislators, as have Exxon and Hilux Polyco, both opponents of the bill. Brownlee says she's surprised by how forceful the opposition has been.
I've never seen a lobbying effort like this before. I mean, we see it on television, but you have no idea what's happening in the hallways in this building.
The Senate is expected to vote on the bill today. For NPR News, I'm Ida Liaskowski in Sacramento.